The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
Good morning!
Morning!
It's time for your Morning Brew.
Things are gonna get weird.
You're gonna eat lightning, and you're gonna crack thunder!
Okay, this guy needs coffee and coolers, stat!
You know what can really help you sort through these important issues?
What?
Orange mocha frappuccino!
Damn, Jimmy, this is some serious gourmet shit.
Let's get it on!
You know, I think we're going to have an open book and keep all our options open. I mean, there's been a lot of great head coaches who never had experience, and vice versa. There's been really good head coaches that did have experience. So I think, we're going to keep an open mind, and it's going to be a wide range, and we're going to be very thorough. We're going to look at all the candidates.
All right, so Aaron Glenn was interviewed yesterday in Detroit. Today, George Payton crew in Green Bay to talk to Nathaniel Hackett and Luke Getsy of the Packers. Getsy, I of all the candidates, that would be the longest of long shots, correct?
Yeah, I agree. And Getsy, I don't know. That just doesn't feel right when I'm talking about our head coach.
The Getsy. Name? The
yeah,
name?
Just, yeah,
really?
Yeah, it's just not for me. Like, it doesn't flow Getsy.
Like, give me an example of a coach's name that just flows. Like John
Stokely. Didn't I just see how that just stuck? Like it just
John
resonated.
Fox.
Foxy.
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 Right.
Fox.
Gary Kubiak.
Coos.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Getz. What do we call him?
How about Nathaniel Hackett?
Hackett. Hackett. No, I'm fine with Hackett. I don't know. Getzy for me just doesn't I don't know.
No.
Not that you don't follow that? You're not with
no,
that?
He is fine he with of, it? If you were putting out odds on all 10 of these candidates, he'd be the 1,000-to-1 one.
Where are the odds going, by the way? The odds have disappeared.
I thought they were still Quinn.
The odds were all over. The odds disappeared after a day. I was looking. I was searching. I threw some at it. And then they just gone, Mike.
Well, you
they
got just the, disappeared. Well, with the Culley firing now, maybe that's just kind of throwing everything up
no,
in the air.
No, this was before
this
the Culley.
Before Culley?
Before Culley, yeah. I, if anybody knows why, but they still have a couple teams on there. A few teams out there, but the Broncos are gone. I can't find their head coaching odds to throw action
I'm
on.
I'm wondering if there's a sense among the wise guys that
they don't know.
Maybe it will be a first-timer. Somebody with the ode to McVay.
Yeah, but why would it disappear? That's good for them. That would be good. They'd probably win money if that happens, right?
True.
Getsy just doesn't. Just, do it
yeah,
for
no. Getsy isn't happy.
He has no chance, though. You're
no
sure?
No chance.
Okay.
No
right.
chance.
Mike's telling us.
All right. Next on the Morning Brew.
A peak Will Barton game is when he is getting 7 or 8 rebounds and is getting 5 or 6 assists. And those are numbers that are readily attainable for him. You know, he has that kind of versatile talent and ability to impact the game with scoring, playmaking, defense, and rebounding. But it was terrific having him back in the lineup.
Yeah, easy night for Michael Malone.
I keep forgetting we're not in love anymore.
And the Denver Nuggets, who toyed with the shorthanded Portland Trailblazers. 140-108. 140-108.
That's a 40 piece.
Wow. Only one player, Jeff Green, played 30 minutes. Everybody else was in the 20s. So a nice, easy night. Nikola Jokic, 28 minutes, 8 of 10. 20 points, 8 rebounds, 7 assists. But yeah, Will Barton back after COVID and a toe issue. And nice night. 21 points, 4 rebounds, 2 assists. Steal. Did take a hard hit. Was down on the floor for a while. That was kind of scary. But got up. He's okay.
Yeah, you know.
Did not need the Paul Pierce wheelchair.
Oh, thank goodness. The Nuggets bugaboo, the third there, they came out at halftime and took care of business. Didn't have to worry about blowing a 25-point lead last night.
Now, this one felt pretty good. Tomorrow night, the Lakers are in town.
Oh.
I don't know. Lakers just look like a hot mess right now.
They are, but they have so much talent. Now, obviously, AD with his injury, Russell Westbrook can't, hit the broadside of a barn right now. But they're still the Lakers. They still have LeBron. Are you like me and I'm always kind of holding my breath waiting for them to really start getting it going?
I think they're a
fraud. Toast?
I think they're washed.
They have no chance this year.
They play no defense. Last two games they've lost to the Grizz and the Kings, giving up 126 in each game.
It's over?
I think they're done.
Wow.
I think they're done. Knowing LeBron, he'll be asking for a trade at the deadline to get sent to Milwaukee or something. So you can try to poach another ring.
It's been activated.
Mike.
I'm telling
you. That's good. I like
it. Don't be surprised. Telling you, don't be surprised. Next on the Morning Brew.
Now brought up by Landeskog. In comes Landeskog for Soderberg.
All right, so get out and vote. Vote for Nazem Kadri to get in as the final All-Stars, joining Nathan MacKinnon and Cale Makar, who are also going. But Nazem Kadri should get in, shouldn't he? I mean, the guy's been fantastic since the early part of the season. He's been on his best behavior. He has been among the league leaders in scoring. Now the only thing, and this is the most this is one of the most amazing things I think I've ever said in my career doing this, is that the only thing with Nazem Kadri that you worry about is that he doesn't get suspended during the playoffs.
And that's the problem.
Right. But you,
because you have to be able to trust your players. And he's already, you know, he's a repeat offender.
Yep.
Right? So you're already on the list. So they're watching you a little bit more closely than everyone else. So they're not going to give you the benefit of the doubt, right? And you have to be able to trust your players in the most crucial moments. And that's playoff time. And you can't trust this guy in playoff time. But the problem is, you have to.
Boy, if the only thing you had to worry about was a guy not getting suspended during the playoffs, you'd be like, this is great. This is awesome.
Pretty good.
But you do have to worry about it, because you know that whoever plays him will be doing their best to get underneath his skin. Next on the Morning Brew, but he does belong in the All-Star game.
Creason leaving it short. O'Brien in the paint. And now Tommy Lloyd needs time. The Buffaloes have put together a little run and have made it a two-possession game.
Yeah, well, that didn't last long.
Ooh.
Pac-12 Network, as CU got rolled. Remember we talked yesterday about the number?
I remember. It was like 16.
16.
Covered that.
If you took Arizona.
Yeah.
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 76-55, Arizona with the win. Tad Boyle now 0 for 10, against the Wildcats at Arizona.
Tough place to play.
Tough place to play. Always has been.
Yeah. I was hoping that, you know, when we talked about it yesterday, that was a huge number. But going on the road, playing a good team, Arizona, took it to them.
All right, that'll do it for the Morning Brew. Bring that to you each and every morning at 6:30. It is and Is It Just Me Friday, giving you the chance to get stuff off your chest, heading off into the weekend. So we'll jump back into that. Remember, get loose and more snark the better. Next, Denver Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.